Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The kids are still at practice, and I have no idea what's for dinner.
You can get a rotisserie chicken and two sides for just $15 in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Who said that? Who's in my house? Don't play with me, because I'm not the one.
It's just your friendly Walmart announcer. This is a commercial.
Oh, okay. You were saying dinner for a family was just $15?
Yep, it'll be at your door by the time you get the kids home from practice. Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Subject to availability, restrictions and fees apply.
Now that was a helpful commercial.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Now, as people are getting their electricity and gas bills in through the letterbox or online, they're beginning to look around for possible alternatives as a way of keeping warm this winter. So people will be, where they've access to, will be burning turf, and we know what the EU feels about that. They might even be burning smokeless coals in areas where it's permitted, or they may scavenge for timber and burn that timber. Well, you know, you think timber, it's a, you know, it's a carbon sink. So all you're doing is returning the CO2 to the atmosphere that the tree has sequestered. But is that the right way to go? And what are the potential downsides of that? Joining me now to discuss it is Professor John Wenger, Director of the Centre of Research on Atmospheric Chemistry at UCC. John, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So I was reading a report that suggested that the burning of wood indoors in your open fire might lead to a deterioration in your own air quality inside the home.
That's right. You know, I think people are aware of the fact that, you know, burning wood and peat and coal does lead to outdoor air pollution. And in fact, it's the major source of particulate pollution in Ireland, which leads to the premature deaths of around 1,300 people per year. But maybe not everybody is aware that the smoke that's generated from the fire, whether it's from a stove or an open fire, can actually also remain in the room with that fire. And in fact, recent research has shown that the levels of particulate pollution in houses were three times higher when wood burners were being used. So that's a considerable risk that people may not be aware of.
Now, when you've got an open fire, you'd imagine most of the combustion products are going up the chimney. Some of them would be trapped in the form of soot on the way out. But, you know, people are not imagining that the smoke is actually coming into the room and they're breathing it in.
That's right. I mean, I think that people don't measure indoor air quality. People don't really pay that much attention to indoor air quality. And, you know, this research used particulate sensors, low-cost sensors in rooms to show that. So I think there's obviously a bit of an eye-opener for people, and certainly since the start of the COVID pandemic, I think there's generally been a raised awareness about the importance of indoor air quality. And this is one element, I think, to focus on, is the sources of indoor air pollution. Obviously, burning solid fuels in the fire, but also cooking, and there are other sources too. And all of these particles that are going around in the air do affect health. They affect the respiratory system, and they can also, if you're exposed to high levels of pollution, it can lead to other conditions, like even stroke in some cases.
Now, you know, when people have wood-burning stoves, and they became all the rage in recent years, they are apparently sealed at the front, and, you know, there is no open fire as such. You get all the heat, but not the smoke. How safe are they?
They are fairly safe, Pat. I mean, I think that when in operation, the smoke does go up the chimney. It is when you're loading the stove or when you're reloading the stove, and maybe after a few hours where the fuel is spent. So it is really during those periods where you are setting the fire, but you're also reloading. And so if you want to minimize your exposure to smoke, I guess the common sense thing to do is to open windows for a bit to ventilate the room just to allow the smoke to dissipate. Mm. But during normal operation, I don't think there's a great concern about that. It is during these other periods. And obviously, the particles are so small, they can move around in the air and just hang around for hours unless you have a measure or a way to get rid of them through ventilation, for example. Or even now, people are starting to think about air filters indoors to help remove pollution and so on.
Hmm. Now, back in the later parts of the mid parts of the 20th century, there were terrible problems with smoky coal, the generation of smog when you had temperature inversions in the atmosphere and so on and so forth. Most people would argue, look, we're doing pretty well at the moment. So burning a few sods of peat or a few logs of timber, compared to where we're a lot better off.
Yes, we are. But those benefits aren't necessarily seen nationwide, Pat, and that's the reason for the new measures that are being brought in at the end of the month, which is the ban on smoky fuels. So it's a nationwide ban on smoky coal, but also dealing with turf and also wet wood as well, which are the most polluting solid fuels. So I think we do need to make a move away from burning solid fuels. Obviously, they affect health, but they also affect climate as well. And I think that ultimately we will need to go to renewable energy sources. And I think this could be the start of that switch. Mm. For health reasons, but also climate reasons, I think we really need to make a change.
Yeah. You say that wood is highly polluting. What comes out of wood? I mean, is it simply the particulate ash, or are there other chemicals that are emitted by burning timber?
Thousands of individual pollutants come out of wood. So the particles themselves contain hundreds, if not thousands, of individual chemicals. Some of them are very toxic, equivalent like the other combustion sources for diesel cars or even smoking cigarettes. They contain toxic chemicals that are in the particulates, but there's also the vapors as well, the gases, the smells that you're getting. Some of those are also toxic, so they can produce benzene, they can produce obviously other things like carbon monoxide, which we know is toxic, but you can't smell it. And so there's a whole range of chemical species, not just particles, that are generated from burning any solid fuel, wood, peat or coal.
Now, people will maybe weigh up the cost of their electricity or gas bill versus the cost of burning a few logs from a tree that they may have taken down in their garden some time ago and never bother logging it, but now they're deciding this is the time.
That's understandable. I think that especially, with the high energy costs that we're going to see this winter, people will start to look to that. But the thing really is, I think that if people have another primary source of home heating, so for example, oil or gas-fired heaters, then I think that maybe they could consider using solid fuels a bit less, or just reduce their usage. And that could help if they know that it's polluting for both outdoor and indoor environments. That might help them to decide on that.
Yeah, I was reading an article, I think it was in The Guardian, about what happened in Athens after they went into huge decline, economic decline, because of the crash. And they started to burn huge amounts of timber in their grates to keep warm in winter. And it had a really disastrous effect on air quality and therefore on public health.
Exactly. And I think that's a big concern across Europe at the moment. I think that this winter, certainly there was that work in air quality, and I've been talking with people in the EPA here. They are concerned about that. We are concerned about very high levels of particulate pollution in our cities and towns. And we're just trying to get the message out that if you have another form of heating, just consider using less solid fuel. Mm. Or if you do have to use solid fuel, use cleaner forms of solid fuel, which is the low smoke coal and dry seasoned wood.
Mm. Now, a dry seasoned wood, that is okay, is it?
Well, it's still polluting, but it is less polluting than wet wood, than freshly cut wood. So you need wood to dry out, so the relative humidity in the wood is less than 20%. And those are part of the new regulations that are coming in at the end of this month. So freshly cut wood from the forest and still a bit wet or even a bit damp, that burns poorly and produces more particulates. So dry seasoned wood is better to burn than
Yeah. A final question. Again, I found it in that article in The Guardian that people are sealing up their houses as tight as a drum in order to keep the heat in. And as a result, you can get moisture buildup in showers and so on, and the formation of mould, and that mould becomes airborne and can make you sick.
Indeed, that's a well-known phenomenon, Pat, especially in some of the houses that are older or don't have necessarily have a great form of heating. You know, and people maybe even look to keep windows closed and even seal up vents in their houses. And this is a bad thing to do because we do need fresh air from outside, because the moisture buildup, as you said, especially in cold houses or cold areas in the house, can lead to condensation, mold growth. And we know that affects health. That affects people, especially with respiratory conditions like asthma or COPD. So try to avoid that if at all possible. Make sure that you do clear the air every now and again. I think that's important anyway, for just to make sure that you bring some fresh air. And obviously, there's too much air pollution outside. You need to check on that, right?
Yeah.
So, but it makes sense to have ventilation as a balance to heat retention as well.
Yeah, a final question from a listener. What's your view on wood pellet stoves?
Yeah, it's another form of heating. You know, I think that it generally is less polluting than wood in a stove, or especially wood in an open fire. And so I think it is. But the problem is that there's a large industry now in forestry and growing trees. And there's going to be a big carbon debt, because if we're chopping trees now and then planting, it takes 30 years at least those trees to be sucking in the amount of CO2 that they were doing previously. So it's not really a sustainable solution in the end.
Not in the long term, no.
Not in the long term.
Okay, Professor John Wenger, Director of the Centre of Research on Atmospheric Chemistry at UCC, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.